Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Arezig Gitech Amanat Shititni Li Matayim Zuz. This is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Harizo Migureshet. She is divorced. Vititein. And then she gives the 200 zuz. Amanat Shititni Li Mikan Vashloshim Yom. That you give me the money from now until the end of the 30 days. Imnatna Lo Betoch Shloshim Yom. If she pays the money within that 30-day period, migureshet, she's divorced. Vimlav, if she doesn't, ain't a migureshet because she did not fulfill the condition of the get. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, maseh b'tzidan, be'achad shamar li'ishto, harzeh giteich, almanat shetitni li, itzteleti. He says to his wife, I am divorcing you, this is your get, on the condition that you give me my cloak. Vavda itzteleto. And then his cloak was lost. V'amru chachamim titein lo et dameha. Chachamim said that even though she can't give him the cloak, she can replace that by paying him in lieu the amount of money or the value of that which was lost. So there are two principles that come out of our Mishnah. The first of which is, as we know, that almanat means me'achshav, means from now, immediately. So the get seemingly is immediately effective. And she needs to fulfill the condition. As long as she fulfills the condition, retroactively the get would be effective. And the second statement is that of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which is that when there's a demand made for an object, if that object can't be presented as part of the tanai, you can give the value or money in lieu of that object. My v'titein. What does it mean that she has to give the money? V'hu'en amar v'hititein. She is divorced immediately. And then she gives the 200 zuz, meaning the 200 zuz is a fulfillment of the condition, but the effectiveness of the get is immediate. If you amar, likashititain. When she gives the 200 zuz, the get goes effective then. Ma benayu. What is the nafkamina between these two shitot? Igbenayu, shnitkara get, oshavad. If the get is ripped up or lost in the interim. Ravun amar, vihititain. Rav Huna says that the get is immediately effective and she just needs to give the money afterwards as it's nigh. Einat tzrichayim enu get sheni. She doesn't need a new get because the get went effective immediately. As long as she fulfills the condition afterwards, the get was around when she got divorced, which was immediately. And even though the get subsequently is lost or ripped up, we don't worry about it because we don't need it to be around at the time she fulfills the tanai. According to Rav Yehuda Amar, l'kashititein. It only goes effective when she actually pays the money and fulfills the tanai. And therefore, tzrichah meni get sheni, she has to replace the get, because when the get went effective, which is when she gave the money, there was no get there. And so there was no get at the time of the divorce. Tanah nami gabe kiddushin. We have a similar mishnah with regards to kiddushin. Ki agavno, exactly along these lines with the same machloket. It's none. Omer li shayriat mikudeshet li, I am offering you kiddushin. Amanat, on the condition, shetein lach matayim zuz, that I will give you 200 zuz. Harehi mikudeshet, they are married, v'itein, and then he has to give the money. V'itmar, my v'itein. What does it mean he has to give the money? Rafuna amar, v'hu itein. Rafuna, similar to over here, says, the kedushin is effective immediately, and he needs to fulfill the condition afterwards. As long as he gives the money, the kedushin are effective immediately. Rav Yehuda amar, the kishi itein. Yehuda says it's not effective until the money is given. When he gives the money, that's when the kiddushin happened. My benayu, what's the nafka marina between them? Ige benayu shepashta yada ikibla kiddushin me'acher. If she accepts from someone else kiddushin between the time of this individual's offer and the time that he fulfills the condition of the offer, she accepts kiddushin from someone else. According to Rav Huna Amar v'hu yitein. He has to just give the money later on, but the kiddushin is effective immediately. Then, as long as he fulfills that condition, then they are fully married, and his kiddushin preceded the kiddushin of the other individual. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda Amar, the kishiyitein, kiddushin only effective when he actually gives the money. The chiyayivla, hu davi kiddushin. When he gives her the money, then it's kiddushin. Hashta lo avi kiddushin. Now it's not kiddushin, and that means that the individual who offered her marriage in between and she accepted, those kiddushin will precede the kiddushin of this individual, and he will not be able to marry her. B'tzricho, and the Gemara says we need both sides here. We need the machloket both by Gitin as well as by Kiddushin. And even though, as the Balei HaTosafot point out, that they could have brought a similar nafkamina by Kiddushin as they did here by Gitin, which is that they got married through a shtar, and then the shtar got ripped up. So you could create a similar case. Or by Gitin, they could have brought a similar case, which is that she accepted Kiddushin after the get was given, but before the tznai was fulfilled. Are those Kiddushin good? So you could have come up with the similar cases. Nevertheless, in each case, they gave a unique nafkamina, but the Gemara still wants to know, why do you need to explain to me the same machloket in two different locations? Gemara says, because the iashminan gabe kiddushin, had you only told me about their machloket by kiddushin, b'hakama Ravuna. In that case, Ravuna says that the kiddushin are effective immediately, and the condition is that he pays the money in the future. V'u'yitain, mishum to the krova ka'ati. Because the whole point of Kiddushin is that he wants to marry her. He wants to bring her close. So his intent is to have that happen as soon as possible. As soon as possible means immediately. And then he'll fulfill the tznai later. About Gabi Gerushin, Dilarechuka Ka'ati, by Gerushin where he's trying to distance her, push her away, Ema Motile the Rav Yehuda. Maybe he agrees with Rav Yehuda and he tries to postpone it as long as possible so that the divorce doesn't become effective immediately. As Rashi says over here, umistama bekoshi humigarsha. Mostly when he divorces a person, that is done with great difficulty. And he's hoping maybe if he buys some more time that he can placate her and stop this divorce from going through. So maybe in that case, Rav Huna would agree that the effectiveness of the get is later, not immediate. So that's why I need you to tell me by Gerushin as well. V'yashmin on gabe Gerushin. Had you only told me about their machloket by Gerushin, by divorce, b'hakama Rav Huna. That's where Rav Huna says, v'hititain, that the get is effective immediately, and then she fulfills the tznai later on by paying the money, mishum to lo kosif the mitvah, because he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. Their relationship's already been severed, and he's a man asking a woman. He doesn't feel bad about asking her for the money in order to fulfill the tznai. Over there, where the woman might be embarrassed to ask for the money, which would be the fulfillment of the tanai, maybe Rav Huna would agree with Rav Yehuda that the kiddushin are not effective until he pays the money. Because there, the woman does not rely on the fact that she can collect. She might be embarrassed later on when they already have a relationship going to ask for the money. Or because it's a woman asking a man, maybe she'd be embarrassed to ask for the money. So maybe there, Rav Huna would postpone the effectiveness of the kiddushin until the money's actually paid. So Kamash Vilan, that's not the case. So that's why we need the machloket in both cases to show you the shita of Rav Yehuna. V'yashmin and gabi kiddushin, and now for Rav Yehuda. If you only told me by kiddushin, b'hakamai Rav Yehuda, l'kishiyitain. Over there, Rav Yehuda says it's not effective until the money's paid, mishum d'ksifa l'mitvei, because she's going to be embarrassed to ask for the money. About gabi kiddushin to lo kosif l'mitvah, where he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money, maybe you'd agree to Rav Huna, ima modele Rav Huna, that it's effective immediately. V'yashminan gabi gerushin, and had you only told me the case by gerushin for Rav Yehuda shita, b'hakama Rav Yehuda, l'kishititein. Over there, he says, it only goes effective at the last possible moment, mishum to the rechoka gati. So over there, he's divorcing her, he is trying to separate from her, which he doesn't want to do, so therefore we would postpone the effectiveness as long as possible. V'algabi kiddushin to the krova gati, but by Kiddushin, where he's trying to marry her and bring her close, Ema Modi the Rav Huna. Maybe he agrees with Rav Huna that the effectiveness is immediately, as soon as possible. And he would agree with Rav Huna that it's effective immediately and the tznai just carries out afterwards. Therefore, Tzricha, I need both the case, the machloket by Kiddushin, as well as the machloket by Gerushin, to show me that they maintain their opinions in both of these instances, despite the fact that you might have thought otherwise, had you not told me that they maintain their machloket in both of these situations. May to may. The Gemara now brings a question. That this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Even though the get is ripped up. Oshinavador was lost. Migureshet. She's still divorced. Nevertheless, even though the gerushin are effective immediately, because we see here, even if the get gets ripped up or lost, as long as she pays the money, the gerushin go through. Nevertheless, she doesn't get married until she fulfills the tznai, because there's a risk she doesn't fulfill the tznai, and then the get's not a good get. V'otanya, we have an additional breita. This is your get, as long as you give me 200 zuz. Umeit, and he dies. Natana, inazukat liyavam. If she paid before he died, she gave him the money, then she does not have to perform yibum. Lo natana, if she did not give the money prior to his death, zukat liyavam, then she has to have a levirate marriage because she was not divorced. Her husband died without children. She now has to have Yibam or Chalitza with the brother. Shimon Gamliel Omer, notenet aviv o le'achav, that she gives it to his father or to his brothers, the money, o le'achad min akrovim, or one of the relatives, whoever is his closest of kin, his inheritor, and that fulfills the condition. So even after his death, she can give the money. What's clear here is that adkan lo pligi ela demar samar li velo liyorshi, that the Tana Kama believes that when he said, give me the money, he meant me and not my inheritors. Umar Sabar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel believes, li, fafilu yorshi. That when he says me, it doesn't mean me in particular, it means me, the greater me, including my yorshim. Aval kuli ama, miyatsuna, havi. Everybody agrees that the get is effective from immediately, and it's just a condition. That's clear from Shimon Gamliel, because you can't have a get la'achar mita. So if he says he's paying the Yorshim, it's clear that the get was effective much earlier, and this is just a fulfillment of the Tanai. The Chachamim only argue about whether you can pay him or the Yorshim, but they still think the get is effective immediately. To Yuftu the Rav Yehuda, this is a strong refutation of that position of Rav Yehuda, who says that the effectiveness of the get or kiddushin is postponed until the fulfillment of the condition. Here we see that the Braita posts say otherwise. Amalecha Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani. Who's the author of this Braita? Rabbi he. Rabbi is the author of the Braita. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rabbi. And this is the source for Rav Huna's position over here. Rav Huna says in the name of Rabbi, Kolomer Almanat, Komer Me'achshav Dami. Whoever says Almanat is the equivalent of saying Me'achshav. And since Almanat is the equivalent of saying Me'achshav, then the get is effective immediately, or the kedushin are effective immediately, because even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if you said mehayom, or you said me'afshav, that they would be effective immediately. The case here is he doesn't say those terms. He uses the term almanat. Well, almanat, Rabbi says, is the equivalent of saying me'afshav mehayom, and he's the author of the Braita. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold like the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi, and therefore I say that Almanat is not like Me'achshav. And that's why I say it's not effective until the Tanai is fulfilled. Upligi Rabbanan Alei, Vanay Da'amik Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argued him, and I hold like the Rabbanan. Vama Rabbi Zera, Ki Avinan Bebavel, when I used to live in Bavel, Amrinan, Hadam Ravhun Amar Rabbi, they used to quote this memra in the name of Rabbi, Kolomer Almanat Kumer Me'achshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alei. And they would say that that was the sheet of Rabbi, but the Rabbanan disagree, along the lines of what Rabbi Yehuda is suggesting over here. Kisalike, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael and moved to Eretz Yisrael to live there, Ashkachte the Rabbi Asi, Diyoti v'kamar, I found Rabbi Asi saying this over, and he said, Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Modim. Everybody agrees, Gomer Almanat, Gomer Me'achshav Dami. That even the Chachamim agree with Rabbi's position. Lo nechaluku elameyom alachar mita. The only machlok between Rabbi and the Chachamim is with the terminology Mayom Malachar Mita. As far as Almanat, that is clearly Me'achshav, and everybody agrees to that, which obviously would be a refutation of that position of Rabbi Yehuda now, because even the Rabbanon hold of that position of Rabbi. Their machlok revolves around Mayom Malachar Mita, which we already saw before, with regards to Rabbi's position, when we compared Rabbi's position to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi believes Vatanya. Tanya means Vinichuta. This is the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Mayom lachamita, get veino get, divrei Chachamim. Chachamim believe that's a safek get, because we don't know if mayom lachamita means that today there's a tnai when I die, or does mayom lachamita mean that I first thought I wanted it now, now I changed my mind, I want the lachamita, and ain't get the lachamita. So it's a safek, whether he meant to be a retraction, or a condition in the Me'ayom. And since we don't know, it's a get, ve'eno get. On the other hand, Rabbi Omer, kaze get. Rabbi says it's unequivocal that when he said Me'ayom, he means immediately. Ulachamita is simply a tnai, a condition in that. And that's a machloket where we see an argument between Rabbi and the Chachamim about the meaning of some word. That's Me'ayom Ulachamita. With regards to Almanat, everybody agrees that's Me'achshav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they argue in Almanat, Instead of arguing about Mayom Achamita in the Brayta, let's go Almanat. Why don't they argue about Almanat? Now Tosafot over here questions the premise of the Gemara's assumption here that there's any equivalence between the cases. The case of Almanat and the case of Mayom Achamita are two different languages which have nothing to do with each other. And it's possible that you could argue in one case and not argue in the other case, in either direction. Just because you say something by Me'ayom doesn't mean you're going to say it by Almanat, or if you say something by Almanat doesn't mean you're going to say it by Me'ayom. And therefore, Tosfot is perplexed by the Gemara's question on Rav Yehuda to say, well, if they're arguing about Me'ayom, then they obviously were arguing about Almanat also, and they should have mentioned Almanat. So Tosfot gives two possibilities as to answer why the Gemara thinks they're equated. One is Venir Lari, the Rav Yehuda, the Kishi Itain. Rav Yehuda said before that the get only becomes effective when the money is given later. Doesn't mean that it is only effective later, but rather Avi Get Vadai, Aval Achi Itain Avi Safek. When they give the money, it turns into a Get Vadai. But until the giving of the money, it's a Safek. Avi Get, the Eino Get. The Misfek Leib Almanat, Ikimach Shav Dami. Because he has the Safek that whether Almanat means Me'achshav, or does Almanat not mean Me'achshav? Well, then you can see the equation of equivalence here, because the Chachamim say Me'ayom Lachar Mita, they're not sure what that means. And Almanat, we have the same problem, we're not sure what it means. It's a Safek Get Ve'Eino Get. If that's the case, then both cases are talking about a Safek Get Ve'Eino Get. And that's why the Gemara suggests, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they're already arguing about Me'ayom, why don't they mention about Almanat? Because Almanat have a Tvei, K'mo Mer Me'achshav Me'ayom Lachar Mita, Almanat is certainly more of Me'achshav, Me'lo Me'achar Mita, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, they argue, or there's a Safek by the case of Almanat, then certainly there'll be a Safek by the case of Me'yom Me'achar Mita. Or the other possibility that Tosfot raises is that, by the case of Me'yom Me'achar Mita, even though we have never heard Rabbi's position with regards to that, the Chamim's position was already presented in the Mishnah. Whereas by the case of Almanat, we have neither heard Rabbi's position, nor the Chachamim's position explicitly. There would be a bigger chiddush for the Braita to bring us information about both Rabbi and the Rabbanan than to simply bring us information about Rabbi, where we've already heard about the Chachamim. So one of those two reasons, the Gemara thinks that they should have argued Almanat. So then why don't they? Lo diacha kocho de Rabbi. To show you the power of Rabbi, that he says, even by Mayom Achamita, it's a full-fledged get. Veluflog bi Almanat. Why don't they argue about Almanat, lo diucha, kochak the Rabbanan. To teach you the power of the Rabbanan that, even in that case, they say it's a get, the eno get. It says, kochak de etero odifbei. The Braita wants to present the matir, the tzad heter is greater. As Rashi says in the beginning of Beitza, anybody can be a machmir. It doesn't take any education, svara, or paskening ability to be machmir. It takes broad shoulders, svara, and tremendous knowledge of halacha to be matir. And therefore we always lean to the tzad heter when we can show someone who is mekel. So Rabbi here is the most mekel because he says, even by the case of Yom HaLachamita, it's a full-fledged get. And therefore we presented that as their machloket, even though we could have spoken about Almanat as well, or maybe even preferred to speak about it. Nevertheless, we gave precedence to speaking about Yom HaLachamita to teach you the shita of Rabbi who's mekel, that even by the case of Me'yom Menachar Mita. Almanat shetini li mikan vat shloshim yom. Mar says, pshita, that yes, she has to fulfill the requirement of giving within 30 days. If she doesn't, it's not a fulfillment of the Tanai. Mar says, ma'u detema kpeida lav kpeida. That really, when he said 30 days, he wasn't meaning real literally 30 days. Well, the zarzakat, he just wanted to push her to pay up quickly. So he said 30 days, not meaning exactly 30 days, but just to press her. Kamash Malan, no, when he says 30 days, he means exactly 30 days. If she misses that deadline, it's not a get. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, maaseh b'tzidan. Mai tana d'ktani maaseh. What is going on in the Mishnah that they all of a sudden brought down this case law? As Rashi here gives us a principle, ein shone maaseh b'mishnah ela l'raya. A Mishnah only brings down case law as a proof to a previous statement. There's nothing in that statement of this, and there's nothing in that story about tzidan, part of the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that has anything to do with that, anything that was mentioned prior in the Mishnah. So what is it bringing a proof to? So obviously, Chasurei Mechsera, the Mishnah is missing the transition stage there. V'hochintoni, this is what it says. Ima mar la menat shetitni li itztaliti. If he says, on the condition you give me my cloak, ve'abda itztalito, and his cloak was lost, itztaliti dafka kamar lo. Tanakama says, it literally means the cloak, and since she can't fulfill that, the get is not a good get. From Shimon Gamliel Omer, titein lo et damea. You don't have to give the exact object. You can even give the monetary value of the cloak. Va'amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. And now the case law becomes a proof to that position of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maseh nami b'tzidan b'echad shamar lo ishto arzeh giteh chamanat shetitni li itzteliti. Exactly a case like this, where in Tzidan, an individual gave a divorce to his wife on the condition she bring him his cloak. Va'avdai itzteliti. And the cloak was lost. From Ruch HaChamim, titein lo et damea. And in support of Rav Shimon Gamliel's position, the Chamim Paskin, that she just gives them the value, the monetary value of the cloak, and the divorce will go through. Rabbi Yassi queried of Rabbi Yochanan. Harzeki teich, almanat shetitni li matayim zuz. This is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. V'chazar v'amar. And then afterwards he decides, amar la mechulimach. I forgive you, I waive the need for you to pay. Mahu, what's the din? Is his waiving of the necessity for her to pay considered a fulfillment of her condition? Tibayla Rabbonon, Tibayla Rav Shimon Gamliel. It'll be a question in the position of the Rabbonon, it'll be a question in the position of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tibayla Rabbonon, it's a question in the position of Rabbonon. Adkan lo kamei Rabbonon otam, el dolo achlo Rabba. The Rabbonon over there say that if you don't bring the cloak, that it's no good, so that you have to do it exactly, because he stated, I want my cloak. And he didn't bring the cloak, but he still wants it. But over here where he specifically states that it's the equivalent as if I received it and he forgives it, maybe even over here the Chachamim would agree that that's considered to be a fulfillment of the Tanai. Maybe the other way around. I mean, the question of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Lo kamar ela lo kamafaisa la bidmei. That the only reason that it works in the case like Tzidan, where she doesn't bring the cloak but gives him the money, is because she at least appeased him with something. She was fulfilling its nine, not with the cloak, but at least with something in lieu of the cloak. Oh, well, the Gamri Lo, here where she does absolutely nothing, maybe that's not considered to be a fulfillment of the nine. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rav Asi, Eina Migureshet. She's not divorced in this case. It's not considered to be a fulfillment in the Tanai, where he simply forgives the matter. So now they challenge this position of Yochanan. Omer lechaveiro, person says to his friend, Konem, Shata ne'eli, I restrict you, I take a nether that you may not get any anah from me. I ata notein libni kur, echad shel chitin, unless you give a kur's worth of wheat to my son, ushtei chaviot shel yain, and 2 barrels of wine. Rabbi Meir Omer, Asur Ad Sheitein. The Isra Anah stays in place until he fulfills what the person asked of him. For me, Mavzei Yechol Atir Et Nidro. This person, even without a direct Nidarim, can release the Neder. Shlo Api Chacham, even without a Chacham. For me, Arayni Ki'ilu It Kabalti. You can say, it's as if I got it already. Basically, he's saying, Machol, that it's forgiven. So over there, you see that the forgiveness works as a fulfillment of the Tanai. Over here, you're suggesting that the forgiveness does not work as a fulfillment of the Tanai. How can you compare the cases? Over here, by the case of the get, he's trying to cause her difficulty and pain. As Rashi says over here, when a person divorces his wife, he does it out of animosity and acrimony. So we assume that we don't know that he's trying to cause her difficulty. And we're not going to assume that he's doing it for profit or benefit. This is somewhat so fair what Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, that usually when a person gets divorced, they don't want to get divorced, and they try to postpone the divorce. Could argue that they're both are true, that a person really doesn't want to get divorced, but even when he does get divorced, yeah, it's out of animosity and acrimony. But Rashi here seems to have a stira in the way that we view the nature of divorce. Whether a person who's asking for something simply just wants some profit or extra money, or they're really doing it to cause pain and suffering to the other individual. And we'll see that more in tomorrow's daf as well, where Tosfot will draw a distinction between these two matters. So therefore, by the get, he wanted to cause her difficulty, and when he forgives, none of that difficulty was carried out. Hocha mishum arvocho v'alo itzrich. He doesn't need it anymore. Over here, by the case, by his son, where he wanted to give him, he wanted to get some value out of this individual. Either this guy was freeloading him all the time, so he wanted to reverse the tables and told him, give something to my son. In the end, his son didn't need it, so he forgave him. So there's a difference between where he's simply trying to save money or profit, versus a case where he's trying to cause pain. If the condition we would assume is just for profit, then he can forgive that, because he doesn't want it or doesn't need it anymore. In the case where we think the intent of his t'nai was to cause difficulty or pain to the other party, over there we say unless that pain or difficulty is caused, that anguish is caused, the forgiving will not fulfill that condition. How gavro damar le arisei. This was an individual who said to his sharecropper, kuli ama dalu tlat dalvato. Everybody else has a deal with their sharecroppers that they water the fields 3 times, vachle riva, and they get 25% of the production. At our deal is going to be dali arba'a, you'll water the field 4 times, v'chol tilta, and then you'll get 1/3 of the production. Sofat amitra. In the end, on the 4th time, it rained instead of him having to water it. Rav Yosef, halodala. Yosef says the deal falls apart because he didn't have to water the field. He didn't draw it the 4th time. If that's the case, he didn't fulfill the t'nai, and he goes back to being a regular sharecropper and only gets 25% of the production. Rabba amar, halo itzricho. He didn't need it because it rained on it. Lema Rav Yosef damar ki rabbonon, v'rabo damar ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Let us say that Rav Yosef's shita lines up with that of the rabbonon, and Rabba's shita lines up with that of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That Rav Yosef holds like the rabbonon and say you can't pay something in lieu of the real object. So over here, the rain can't be in lieu of his watering the field. And Rabba holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which is that you can do something in lieu. Here, the rain is in lieu of the watering of the field. But this, bro, Mar says, does that make sense? We hold that the locha is like Rabba Ubaha in a locha to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And over here, we know that the locha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which we'll see on tomorrow's daf, that even though the locha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel anytime he appears in the Mishnah, there's an exception of 3 cases, and this is one of those 3 cases where it's an exception. So now you're going to have a stira on the locha. Over here, he's suggesting that Rabba holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If the locha is like Rabba, then how can the locha not be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Tosfot over here points out that there's a difference between the locha legabe Rabba versus the gechalocha legabe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He says over here, kai melon hilchato ke Rabba, mikan mashma de kule shas hilchato ke Rabba legabe Rabbi Yosef. That here the shas does not make any qualifications with regards to this principle that the locha is always like Rabba versus Rabbi Yosef, and therefore it has broad application across shas. That which we say, the hadakamar hilchato ke Rabba legabe Rabbi Yosef, in other places we say the locha is like Rabba versus Rabbi Yosef, bar misadeh inyanu mechsa, hainu davka b'milei diflugu b'b'b'batra. There where the Gemara makes that qualification that the locha is like Rabba with the exception of these 3 cases, based on what we're saying here, the locha should be like Rabba all the time. So what Tosafot says is that statement's made in the context of b'b'b'batra. The context of b'b'b'batra, the locha is always like Rabba with the exception of these 3 cases. But otherwise, the default is that the locha is like Rabba in any other mesechet and any other situation that you bump into in shas. Eloyolam kirabanan. Everybody holds like the rabbanan. Rav Yosef kirabanan. Rav Yosef obviously can hold like the rabbanan as we explained before. For Rabba amar lecha, Rabba can explain to you, ana da amre afilu the rabbanan. I can explain my position even according to the rabbanan. Adlan kolono kamre rabbanan hotam elalitzura kamikavi. Over there, the rabbanan's position with regards to get is because over there he's trying to cause her anguish, and therefore if she doesn't show up with the cloak, it doesn't work. You can't pay in lieu. Over there, the rabbanan say that you can't replace the cloak with the monetary compensation, because there he wants to cause her anguish and difficulty. Unless she abides to the letter of his word, then she's not divorced. V'hacha mishum harvacho. Over here, he wants him to water the 4th time because he gets a benefit from that. He would have to pay for that otherwise. V'halo itzrich. In the end, he didn't need to pay for it. So it doesn't matter to him that it rained instead of this guy watering. As long as he got his 4th watering, he's willing to pay the guy the deal that he gave him, and that's why he pays the full 1/3 of the production. Tosfot asks, how is this case different than the case in Perek Umanim in Baba Metzia? Over there, if an individual hires workers to come to work for him for the day, And then it starts to rain. He doesn't need them to water his fields anymore. They're out of luck. He doesn't have to pay them because he didn't need their services in the end. Tosafot over here makes a distinction between a schir yom, which is a day worker, versus a aris, who is a sharecropper. He says the relationships are different. That by a schir yom, the balabait hires him specifically for that job. If that job's not necessary, then he's not going to pay him because he doesn't need him. On the other hand, then aris has a relationship with the balasadeh. He not only waters the field, he plants the field, he plows the field, he seeds the field. He does much more than that. And therefore, Rabbah says over here, even though it rained and he doesn't have to water the field, that's not a abrogation of their relationship or their deal, simply because one of the items is not necessary. The bigger picture or the bigger relationship between them governs, and they don't lose out on their pay just because it rained instead of them having to water the field. Okay, we're going to stop here. 6 lines from the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amud Bet.